Welcome to the Waste of Web Space, Waste of Time podcast. Come with us to a year gone by to find out what was going on in the world of news, politics, entertainment, sport and technology. More importantly, what stupid things happened that you've probably forgotten all about or didn't even know about to begin with? How far back will our homemade time machine take us? Who knows? But its MOT runs out soon and the tax on the bloody thing's extortionate. Not to mention the clean air zones around our city centres now. Welcome to the Waste of Web Space, Waste of Time. Hello, how are you doing? You alright, Fisher? How's it going?
We're not
going
to do the usual introduction.
I'm just waiting for the music to stop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Welcome to the Waste of Web Space, Waste of Time podcast.
Starring
Jimbo.
And Fisher.
Yes, we are going to the year 1991 today. As you will remember, we turned the travel time machine clock back last time and we landed in the year 1991, or that's where we said we'd be going. Where have we been stuck since the last episode? What year? 1980, yeah.
1980.
Ooh, yeah.
That were a difficult year.
It's been a nightmare with no internet, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So we want to get back to the 90s now, because I think they had the internet then, although it wasn't great, was it?
Dial-up. Remember that?
Yeah.
You can use the internet after 6 o'clock in the evening, which is free.
Yeah.
But you can't make phones on your home landline.
Yeah.
Imagine not being able to make calls on your home landline, eh?
Exactly.
That'd be bad. Do you have a landline at home?
I do have a landline at home. No, I don't have a landline. I do, but I don't use it.
Okay.
I don't think it's ever turned on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it rings, even though no one's got my number, sometimes it rings. Yeah. It's an Alexa phone. Oh. It's okay, I've not got one of them in here.
An Alexa phone? What's one of them?
It's like a phone that does... We don't need to do that now, do it, right?
All right, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we travel back to the year 2024. Or if we do one that's 2023, which is possible when you bought it.
Have you been all right? Everything been okay?
All very good, thank you. How about yourself? Been up to much?
Just the usual, really. Trying to think if anything different happened.
Is everything going all right with Aeolian Audio?
Everything's going very well with Aeolian Audio. We're here in the Aeolian Audio pub shed. And Waste of Web Space and Aeolian Audio Studio. And it's going well. We had Simon Rimmer on the show from the Sunday Brunch.
I was going to say, knowing our joy of sort of innuendos and smuts, you had Simon Rimmer, didn't you?
Yeah.
So did you enjoy interviewing him?
I didn't actually interview him. He's on a feature called Desert Island Beers, where he answers questions. Certain questions, he sends them back on his phone. So it's not,
all right,
somebody else does, you know, Joe from the Brew Club Hull, one of my contributors, does a very great job with doing all that, going to and fro between our occasional celebrities that we get on and other people as well.
So someone said to him, can you come on our podcast? And he said, no. but if you send me some text-based questions, I will answer them.
I can guarantee that's not what happened. This is how that feature works. That's how we do it.
Right, okay.
So
it's worked like that since you first asked someone to come on the podcast and they said no?
It's a time-saving thing.
You've had some famous people on your podcast, haven't you? Other podcast.
Sean from the Everly Pregnant Brothers.
Oh,
David
yeah.
Rovray from Beautiful South.
I mean, the fact that you have to quantify who they are by adding their band name onto them suggests not that famous, but...
They're famous enough, aren't they?
Adam Rickett from Coronation Street,
yeah. Nick Tilsley.
Yeah, from Coronation Street.
Yeah.
You had Christian Fuchs from Leicester City, didn't you?
Yeah, that wasn't on that feature. He was on the show, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a different feature, but yeah.
And who have you got on this? Me?
Yes. That's it. We don't need celebrities for this one, do we?
Exactly.
I like how we've got the extra screen behind us again as well in the Richard Hawley picture.
We're reflecting it, but it's nice and it's got like a it's got a bit of a frame on it, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it looks quite good though.
Yeah. But can we get a beer? Because I'm really thirsty.
We can get a beer. Yeah.
Right, now this. Look at this. Obviously, the Aeolian Audio blends into the Waste. Where we always did before Aeolian Audio, we always did podcast beers, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was always a thing. So this is Brew York's Time Traveling Taxi. This is available in supermarkets, which is quite good to get Brew York beers in supermarkets. And these are a couple of the new ones. They've got one here, which I had the other day, and I'm saving it to stick in my sticker book, Coney. Mm-hmm. That was very nice. And I thought I'd save this one for...
The Waste of Time podcast?
Yeah.
Time Tavern Taxi.
That's what we do, innit? So...
Not in a taxi, we don't, but...
Well, it's kind of a taxi.
That name is hilarious.
Hold on. I was trying to open it back to front. There we go. Might have problems with this can.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Right, okay, so it's open. It's open successfully.
So this is craft beer expert and podcaster can't even open a can correctly because he's got the ring pull the wrong way around.
But he's going to be messing with it.
Can't have everything.
There we go.
But obviously that's a very clever name for a brewery because it sounds like New York, doesn't it? But it says brew instead of new.
That's it.
And it's even got a New York taxi on there, hasn't it?
It has. There we go, Fisher.
Have you tried to get these guys on your podcast or this podcast with such great comic talent?
Brew York. Brew York are very... They're a big brewery. They're quite a big brewery now. One of the bigger ones, I'd say, in
So you're basically going to take a picture of two tumbler glasses.
Give a smile.
You're basically taking a picture taking a picture of two tumbler glasses with a can in the middle, so it basically looks like a strange knob and balls, really, doesn't it?
But yeah, that's it. There we go. Let's have it. Yeah, you get that one.
Thank you very much, Jimbo.
And we'll have it. We'll have a cheers. Good day.
Hang on. This is going to all end up on Instagram.
There we go. Right, we've done that bit. We've done the important bit. Promoted ale and audio. Let's get on with the rest of it, shall we? Get this done and out of the way.
Now you can tell all you knew, Mike, so you did another podcast beforehand, and this is an offshoot that you do, yeah?
It is, yeah. There we go.
So, yeah. Things I've been up to, by the way, are I've actually learned how to do a Rubik's Cube again. I don't know if I'm going to do it on this particular episode of the podcast, but maybe some other time, but I have. Yeah, go on here. Give us that. I'll finish that off here. So this was done for your daughter, Ada. My now slight concern is I can't actually remember how we used to finish them, but... I'll be able to get this sorted come the end of the podcast without a shadow of... I'm not going to look at anything. I'll be able to do it. I have confidence in my ability. I've also got a show and tell item.
Have you?
Yeah.
Go on then. What are you going to... Like, I'm looking forward to this. I like show and tell.
So it is a...
This is very good, by the way. I really like this. This is very good.
Can you see it, Jimbo? See what this is?
That is a ladybird. It's a toy ladybird. Toy ladybird.
So this is a ladybird.
Yeah.
Is it? I bought it for my nephew's birthday, but I didn't give it to them because I thought it might be a sex toy. or this is obviously it's a ladybird, and it belongs to my wife. It is a back massager that was given to her by a porn star. and if I press the nose in, it starts vibrating.
Right. I'm going to start with the first one. Yep. And the second one, I'm going to need a demonstration, I think.
Of a back massage. Okay, yeah.
So we'll get to that in a second.
What, of the back massage? Well, yeah. Okay.
So this ladybird, then, can inspect it. I don't know what I'm going to get from inspecting it. So you thought, in story number one, you bought this for your nephew.
Nephews, two of them.
Ah, okay.
But when it comes to getting them presents, we just kind of get them...
One? Toys.
No, well... You ought to have seen the present I got for the other one.
Uncle Nobed.
No, they kind of share the toys.
You know what he got us last Christmas? One ladybird to share.
Yeah. We get them toys to share because they're sort of fine with that. You know, I get a bow for one, I get an arrow for the other. It's fine.
So one question I've got to ask myself then is this a child's toy or is it a back massager?
Well, I thought it was a child's toy, but it turned out, it can be a child's toy, I would hasten to add. However,
why am I touching this? I've just realised what number one story number one was. What am I touching it?
I didn't say it'd been used, but clearly vibrates.
It does. Oh, I hope it's number two. No, I don't. I hope it's. I don't know what. In fact, I don't even know which one I want it to be. It could be either. I've handled it.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So, keep firing away. Keep asking questions.
So, if you bought this for your nephews. Mm-hmm. You just bought them one. Did you buy them anything else to go with it? Was it just the one thing? Because there's two of them, isn't there? They're twins.
Well, yeah, the twins. It was their fifth birthday last week. They were both five. And we also got them some clothes. And we got them a couple of board games as well.
Okay.
We got them a board game called Crocodile Dentist, I think, or something like that. You put your finger in it, you knock a tooth down, and the crocodile snaps on your hand. And also a game called Monkey See, Monkey Poo, which is a game that they wanted to buy. But they're a big fan of kind of bugs and wildlife and whatever. So I thought I'd get them a ladybird.
Right, okay.
Because that's one of their favourites. When I got it, I thought didn't realise it was meant to vibrate.
So where did you buy it from? Did you say?
I got it from Amazon.
Okay. Did you put ladybird? I mean, how would you search? You know, was you searching for that, or did you? I don't know. Like, I mean, can I just remind everybody?
Oh, remind.
So Rubik's Cube.
So
that.
this is what Fisher has bought somebody his nephew apparently. What in store number one? He's bought this his nephew and nephews, and he didn't realise that it vibrates, and that worried him that it could be a sex toy. Mm-hmm. In story number two, this is your wife's back massager, and it was given to her by a porn star.
Yeah.
And I've got to work out which of those stories the answer is.
Yeah.
Okay. So story number one, you think you got it from Amazon, right? You claim you got it from Amazon.
Yeah.
What were you searching for? Did you search for that, or did you kind of just do kids toys, don't know what to get them?
I searched for ladybird toy.
Right, ladybird toy. Ladybird?
They like ladybirds.
Do they?
Have you met them?
Yeah, but I'm just, you know, it's a bit of a random thing to like, you know.
What does your child like?
Unicorns.
Unicorns don't even exist.
I know they don't, but ladybirds are a really random thing to like, aren't they?
I mean, sorry, but talk about unicorns and sex toys. What's that thing on its spikes?
No, but the unicorns are a thing to kind that kids like, aren't they? Like, and I'm not saying people don't like ladybirds, but it's an odd thing to just I like ladybirds, you know.
Yeah, well, they do. They're quite keen on the outdoors. They like, again, they like bugs. I think it's not that uncommon nowadays to go to places where you've got mud kitchens and all that sort of stuff, and they've got kind of bug hotels. Is it called?
I could have believed this part of the story, if it wasn't for the case that you went and specifically searched for a ladybird toy rather than just going, I don't know what to buy them, kids' toys, and then this came up.
Do you think I'd be that unorganised that I wouldn't know what to buy them and just get them anything?
Yes. Hmm. Which means it could be that story. Hmm? Story number two.
Yeah.
How does your wife or you know a former or current porn star?
She used to work with her.
Right.
In a non-porn star sense. they met on the set of this film, they were, yeah. Yeah, used to work together.
Okay. And is this a lady?
My wife, yes.
No. Is the porn star a lady?
She is, yes.
Okay.
You might know her, actually. I think if you want to find her out, you can find her from looking in your internet search history.
Yeah, what's her name?
Her name is Elle Brooke.
Oh, come on.
What?
That's just a very, like, you know, name, innit?
That's a name.
Right, I'm going to Google them.
That's the person's porn name. I'm not sure if that's the real name.
Mm. They appear to be what you say they are. It's good research, that, Fisher. Yeah. If this is a fake story. I just... Hey, is she a boxer as well? Or is that a different person?
I've got no idea. I only know her as person who used to work with my wife and porn star.
Okay. Right. Sorry, I forgot we were doing a podcast then. Yeah.
I'll cover for you if someone sort of asks why you've been looking at that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, they seem like... So are you saying that they're quite a well-known porn star?
Oh, they've appeared in...
If it's the person that's come up on there, they look to be quite well-known and quite popular. Like, they've been in a lot of newspapers and stuff for various other things. And
newspapers?
Well, I don't know.
I think they've been in other print media, I believe.
Yeah, obviously. But, I mean, they've been talked about a lot as a celebrity sort of thing.
Yeah, possibly. I don't particularly follow this sort of stuff, really. So I wouldn't know. But yeah, they've certainly, done videos and things and all that sort of stuff.
So why was that given to him in particular? Was it a leaving gift?
They were just friends who worked together, and they used to, I think, buy each other stuff at Christmas, whatever. And yeah, on one occasion, there you go, back massager for you.
I want to get to the can I try it?
Oh, get that, Jimbo.
I do think that is a back massager, to be fair, rather than a kid's toy. So I'm really torn here.
Or not something else. Might not be a kid's toy. Might be the second option of the first one.
I do think it's a back massager. This is the thing. And it's not a kid's toy. But I think you could have bought it as a kid's toy and it turned out to be a back massager. So this is where I'm stuck with this particular one. I don't believe that a porn star called Elle Brooke, who I think from looking at my phone, and I don't know who it is, never heard of her before that.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her before. I don't think.
How have you got her as your wallpaper on your mobile phone? That's what I want to know.
I just change these pictures when you come round. So I don't think, because the piece looks like she's pretty well known.
Well,
I think if it's the same person, she's quite well known for like boxing and stuff as well, I think.
Does she do sort of influencer stuff as well?
Yeah.
Then? Is she,
is she the
female antidote?
Which is why I know her.
Right, of course, yeah. I mean, you've watched her on pay-per-view a number of times, haven't you?
Yeah, boxing, obviously, yeah. So I don't think it's that one, but then I'm confused by the kid's toy one, because that ain't the kid's toy. Although I know you weren't saying it, where you know you thought it was something else, so I'm really stuck here.
I think what we're quite pleased with is it's quite a good show-and-tell item.
It's a very good show-and-tell item. Right, I'm going to go for an answer. Yeah. I'm going to say that is story number one. You bought it thinking it was a kid's toy, and it turned out to be a back massager. And I mean, I think maybe I've got... Oh, no, because you'd be lying to me, and you're not supposed to lie to me in the true story. Because you do car boots and stuff. You get involved in all that with cricket and stuff. So it could have come from something like that. You could have bought it thinking it was a kid's toy, and it turned out to be a back massager. But you might have also worried that it was a dirty toy.
I like the idea that you think that I might buy a present for my nephews from a car boot sale.
Yeah, but if you just sew it for all, they might like that. Oh, so. I'm stuck here, but I'm going to go with the first one then. That's the true one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that it was my nephew's birthday last week. However, I didn't buy them this. This was given to my wife by the porn star Elle Brooke.
You are joking.
Nope.
Really?
Absolutely true. I would like to clarify, though, there are two porn stars called Elle Brooke. One of them is that lady there, who is from Wath-on-Dearne in the local area. There's a picture of a there's a picture of him with a man's penis in a mouth.
That's
the person my wife used to work with.
That is the one, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
The amount of research I had to do for that took me hours.
This is one thing I did not expect on the Waste of Time podcast. Can we go to 1991 pretty quickly, please?
I would just like to clarify. Firstly, I was told don't say what a real name is, which was done quite easily because I didn't ask what a real name was. And also that my wife purely knows her from working in the office-based job that she's got. And I believe years ago they decided to take a different career and bought them this purely as a back massager, which I think you found, Jimbo. Quite nice.
It's very nice, massage. Yeah. So do we know, is she still working then?
I don't know, actually. I'll try and get in touch with her, see if we can...
Get her on the show.
Reignite that friendship.
Yeah, she might want to do Desert Island Beers.
Yeah, Desert Island Dicks. Sorry.
Right.
I did say I'll be careful about talking about her. And my wife said, well, to be fair, she's not going to be listening to this podcast anyway. So.
Well, yeah, true. Right, okay. Well, that was an interesting start, wasn't it?
There is also a small teddy bear in here that my wife has on her desk at work that was given to her by the same lady.
By the porn star.
Yeah.
Elle Brooke, but not the famous Elle Brooke.
Yeah. And do you know how many sort of little gifts my wife has on her desk that were given to her by me?
None.
There we go.
Well, yeah.
She did obviously, again, she did say, oh, if you buy me something, I'd keep it at home, wouldn't I? So there we go.
True.
I do obviously buy plenty of things.
But that was interesting. So, yeah. Did not expect that on the Waste of Time podcast. Anyway, before we go time travelling, quick catch up on what's been going off recently.
What has been going off recently? I don't know. Hang on. Let me have a look on that sheet of paper.
Well, there's all the stuff that's been going on in the House of Commons, isn't there?
Yes, there is. They walked out. People walked out, didn't they? The problem was that no one could shout. I think the actual problem was the Speaker of the House of Commons didn't command the floor like he normally did.
Mm.
And I think people lost confidence in him.
Did he allow something that they don't usually allow, but then actually it has been allowed before?
Yeah.
It all seems a bit odd, doesn't it? The whole thing to me, from an outsider, I don't know enough about it, but the whole thing to me seems like kind of every sort of party in there is sort of using a pretty dire situation and a horrible thing that's going off to kind of politically score points against each other, when actually the majority of people in there just want the same sort of thing, but they're all trying to do it in their own ways, and it's a bit sickly, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, imagine trying to just make political gain out of the fact that tens of thousands of people have died in a war that is completely and utterly unnecessary. Albeit, I do understand, kickstarted by a terrorist attack, but then obviously, yeah, I don't think there's many winners from people dying who are innocent victims of it all. But nonetheless, eh, feel free to have a pop at your political opponents just on the basis of that. Did the
Can we get Elbrook back on?
Yeah. Let's lighten the mood a bit. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't particularly like it. I mean, Lindsay Hoyle has apologised, but the SNP still wanting into his act. I can't help but think, you know, by the sounds of it, he did something that he possibly regretted and sort of said, actually, I didn't quite follow the right process. I made a mistake. I am sorry. I mean, I think we all know that that's
He's dug quite a Hoyle, hasn't he?
Hey, well. But, you know, making a mistake, being honest about it, apologising and, you know, apologising on a number of occasions and owning up to it. I mean, that's no way to act politically in this country. We should know better. That's the kind of standards we've got.
Who apologises and admits mistakes these days in politics? Yeah.
He said, no, I've made a mistake. Have you heard him speak? No, we're not going to be doing that. He said, no, right. I've made a mistake, but we're going to let Sue Gray come in and investigate this. but he apologised. I think, is it the case that the SNP wanted to put forward a motion saying that we want a ceasefire, but only if we say that Israel's committed human rights offences? So if you voted it down, then you wouldn't get a ceasefire. But then, and bear in mind, I would actually make it clear that I don't believe this had any impact on the actual war going on itself.
No,
I can't imagine the people of
it was going to be ignored either way, weren't it, pretty much?
Unless somewhere in Gaza a little light went off saying, oh, sorry, what? The UK Parliament's voted for what? Right, okay, stop it, lads, stop it, everyone. Yeah. That's guns down, okay?
It's more about the stance, isn't it, and how they want to be seen by the world and stuff, which is,
Exactly. We're also talking about Parliament and senior politicians. Winston Churchill's false teeth recently sold at auction for £18,000 in the last month or so. Did you see that?
I say I don't think I did, no.
Yeah, sold for £18,000. Obviously, they've been a massive part of history, Winston Churchill's false teeth. Because if he didn't have an in when he made that speech, he said, but they put him in and said, we will fight them on the beaches, and all that sort of stuff. So that's been going on. I think also the bad news as well is the king, King Charles III, albeit still want to call him Prince Charles, diagnosed with cancer not too long ago. I saw it live on the news. Oh, they were talking about it for hours. I think it's very bad news for, obviously, him and his family, but I'm not sure it really dictates that you spend that long talking about it. I did see one person as well say that it's terrible timing because he's just had his face released on the stamps. I mean, I think that really pales into insignificance compared to his health news, but, you know, I can't imagine they said to him, it's bad news. And it's even worse news because the stamps have been released today as well. But they've not said actually where it's affecting him. I think he'd been in hospital for some prostate-related conditions. So it sounds like he possibly had some problems with his crown jewels.
Yes, so very good, yeah.
Thank you. So that's that. And I think the final news story I saw, which kind of possibly resonates with yourself, Jimbo, there was a gentleman who was dressed as Willy Wonka who was taking part in some
Why does this resonate with me?
Because, Jimbo, you've also dressed as Willy Wonka on a few occasions, haven't you?
I might have done. I was working.
You were working. So was he.
Right.
He was charging people to come to an immersive experience where Willy Wonka was there. Turned out it was absolutely terrible. And he just got given a load of a big script from ChatGPT, which sometimes shafts us on this podcast as well. And he just had to try and stand there and speak to people. And they all said, this is terrible. of course, I was
promoting a summer drama school thing. And they were doing like a Roald Dahl thing. And I volunteered because I was looking for a job at the time, summer job, you know, while I went at uni or whatever, or college, whenever it were, uni, I think it were, looking for a summer job. And they'd advertised, right, that they want people to be able to, like, move boxes around and stuff like that for the, you know, for the productions and stuff that they were going to do in the summer and just help out generally like that. So I went and said, I'll apply for that. And I went up, had a little chat with him. So what is it? What else is it you do? Oh, well, you know, it's not football season at the minute, but I do my job down at Sheffield Wednesday, you know.
Yeah.
The owl mascot that, and all that kind of thing. They don't talk about it. But and they went, I've got an idea. But no, that's not what I came for, but I ended up doing it. So there we go.
Didn't you go dressed as Willy Wonka? You have to stop off and get petrol on the way and walk into the petrol station.
And I had to get a chocolate bar because I was hungry.
Yeah.
Obviously, they asked why I didn't have my own with me.
Yeah.
But one of my jobs was to give sweets out in a supermarket.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun. Mm. Actually, I went.
The supermarket sweet sales went down that week because you know I was giving them out for free. So yeah,
I went into school last week. Actually, it so happens, and I was promoting people playing cricket. As regular listeners to podcasts will know, I'm a brilliant cricket player. Went into school, did a little taster session type thing. I was taking part in the game. There's someone from the Yorkshire Cricket Board who was leading the session. I was just there, like, just to, predominantly to advertise the local club that I'm part of. If you like cricket, come down and play. And I was, obviously, they've not got a sports hall. They've just got a hall that they have assembly in. It kind of doubles up as everything. Play a bit of sport in there, but also it's got a stage there. And obviously it's got sort of your piano at the side of the room and all this sort of stuff. So they had all the kids fielding sort of around the hall, but they had me stood on the stage because if the ball went on the stage and it was a bit dangerous for the kids to run up and get it, I said, I'll get it, and they could also see I've got quite a good elevated view of the
game. Did you try and stand there telling your jokes?
No, I didn't. What I did was one of the kids smashed the ball full pelt and me stood on the stage, went down low one-handed and took an amazing catch like you wouldn't believe. And you know what?
You got booed because you caught a young...
So there were two teams playing against each other, so half the kids were quite pleased about it. But they didn't know enough about cricket to know that this was, quite frankly, a wonderful catch. And one of the best catches I've ever taken, having played cricket for 25 years, barely even got
in a school hall on a stage.
On a stage with a sponge tennis ball, which is hard to catch, very hard to catch, quite bounces, bounce out your hands quite quickly, whilst trying to also teach people on a brilliant catch. To absolutely zero reaction whatsoever.
Well,
shall we go back to 1991 now?
I think we should go back to 1991. Are you ready to turn back the clock?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go then. We're going back to 1991. That's it. We're here. Really? 1991. Is there any difference?
Looks very similar.
Well, we've been in 1980. Now we're back in. Now we're in 1991. So yeah, it's all about 1991 now. So let's just have a look at the highlights from the year. Highlights from the year 1991. Hope you can read that. But it says, end of the Cold War.
End of the Cold War. It came back though when the heating bills went up sort of a couple of years.
Yeah, of course.
Cheap back in those days. Yeah,
and then. Start of another war.
Start of the Gulf. You can't have everything, can you?
Maybe. Exactly, yeah. Apartheid kind of started coming to an end. We did a bit of, we had a bit of help with chat. Well, what you call it help from chats. Yeah. We were talking about a thingy, weren't we, earlier, about Willy Wonka and what happened to him. His terrible script, whatever it were.
Yeah.
But we were told that that Nelson Mandela were released from prison in 1991. But he wasn't, was he?
He wasn't, no. He was released in 1990. Or 92, I can't remember which now. It wasn't 1991 anyway, I had a look at that.
But there we go. And the other thing is, which is probably quite important, but Tim Berners-Lee introduces the World Wide Web project.
He did, Tim Berners-Lee, World Wide Web.
Without him, we wouldn't have had Elbrook.
We wouldn't, yeah.
We mentioned earlier, for anyone who's joining us later on, a porn star who gave Fisher's wife... A ladybird massager.
Vibrating massager. That is a vibrating back massager.
Right, yeah.
Back massager.
Yep. And it does work. It's very nice. Yep. So there's just a few headlines from the year 1991. What were you doing in 1991, Fisher?
Not much. We were both, we're a similar age. We were both preschool.
Three or four.
Three or four, yeah.
You would have been two, I suppose, wouldn't you? You'd have been two going on three.
Yeah.
I'd have been three going on four.
Yeah. No, I'd have been two going on about 86 normally. I think that's worse for me. We were young. We were preschool. I think I was going to. It was different back in those days, weren't it? Kind of thing. You went to like a nursery play school thing. You didn't have these soft play centres. You didn't have nice things to do. It was a different time, weren't it? I probably used to go to the park and play on the swings. Guess it's probably the same for yourself.
Yep. But yeah, that was 1991. And obviously we're going to go into that in a lot more detail. We've got some quizzes or little like quiz questions coming up because we like to remind people of everything that happened in these years gone by, the headlines, but then we kind of delve into the bits that people maybe didn't know or had completely forgotten about. Mm.
Yeah, so it was 11th of February 1990, Nelson Mandela walked free.
So then it was obviously the apartheid began to sort of end. So that was in 1991, that sort of carried on through, didn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, are we ready for sure?
Let's go, yeah.
Yeah. So, politics then, Fisher. What can you tell politics. Us about what happened with politics?
John Major was the Prime Minister. He kept himself busy. We know what he was doing in his spare time, I believe, don't we? The USSR was dissolved on the 25th of December 1991. On Christmas Day, would you believe it? Mikhail Gorbachev, if you remember him, he was the leader of the USSR.
So that sort of signaled the end of things like Yugoslavia and stuff like that, didn't it, ultimately, I think, did it?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But yeah, Gorbachev, he dissolved the USSR on Christmas Day, 1991. Apparently, he'd bought his two nephews a sex toy and thought, I can't give him that. Tell you what, I'm just going to have to dissolve the entire country and split it up instead. The things you have to do. George Bush Sr. was American president.
It was only, I'm guessing, one more president in between him and his son then, weren't it?
Yes, do you know who that president was?
Bill Clinton,
yes. And do you know Bill Clinton is the second youngest president? Out of all the living presidents, Bill Clinton is the second youngest.
I bet George Bush Sr. must have been one of the elder ones. Obviously, we've got Biden now. But...
Sorry, no, I have the ones that are still alive now.
Okay. So
George Bush Sr. passed away a few years ago. Jimmy Carter is 100 years old this year.
Jimmy Carter. Oh.
He's 100 years old this year. So is that Jimmy Carr impression, then?
Sorry. That's not a good impression.
It's an impression of him coughing. Jimmy Carter is 100 this year. And Clinton, Trump, and Biden are all the same age.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, no, that's not right. Clinton, Trump, and someone else are all the same age.
Okay.
Clinton, I don't know. I can't remember. It's that long ago. Obviously,
was George Bush Sr. one of the, like, Biden's quite an old president now?
Clinton, George W. Bush,
yeah, senior,
and Trump. No, sorry,
no,
ignore George Bush Sr.
You can't ignore him. He was president in 1991.
Yeah, do you know what he didn't like?
What?
Broccoli,
right? Okay,
apparently, didn't like it. Sure, that was a quiz question, actually. George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump are all the same age,
right. They are now, what do you mean, the same age now?
Same age now.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right.
Although Clinton is literally a few weeks younger out of the whole lot of them.
Okay.
So there's only Barack Obama who's younger than him at the present.
You mentioned John Major.
Yes.
Because I was looking, obviously, we were doing our research. We don't use ChatGPT, GPT, whatever it is, for everything. I was doing my research as well. And I saw that John Major in 1991... He was kind of battling against, was it Neil Kinnock? It was kind of running up to another election, probably the year after, weren't it? But he was battling against him. And he went at one of the conferences, whatever. He announced his vision for the future as a classless Britain.
Oh, right, okay.
Which I think is brilliant because he's got it absolutely spot on.
Yeah, what you wish for, John.
Exactly, yeah. We've got a classless Britain now. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway. You've got some quiz questions.
I've got a couple of quiz questions. Yes. So, it's kind of this is the politics and world affairs area that I'm talking about because one
politics,
of
world affairs world slash affairs, porn stars.
Yeah. So politics. John Major. What's true about John Major? Is he the first ever prime minister to be unmarried at the time of an election? He married in 1993. Or John Major was a bit of a player in his day, and he got engaged to his wife within a fortnight of meeting her.
Hmm. I do know he was married. I do remember.
We couldn't cheat on his wife if he was married, could he?
And I know, I'm sure that in The Crown, he was in The Crown, featured in The Crown, the TV show, and he had a wife in that, and it kind of showed you the start of him getting to, and she was there then, and he seemed like he'd been married for a while sort of thing. I don't know what to expect with that, but I reckon it was the second one, and yeah, he might have got engaged pretty quick. I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
If he gets a sniff, he's going to go, marry you quickly, you know.
And she must think, what a catch this man is.
Yeah.
With his fantastic conservative views and his wonderful...
To be fair to him, he's probably one of the more, what shall we say, probably one of the better, but
more decent
conservatives probably in his time. I don't know, possibly, but anyway,
yeah. You'd be right. He engaged to her 10 days after meeting her.
There we go.
I think they met at some kind of local council elections, they were both there and they met.
Didn't strike me as someone he'd meet someone in a nightclub,
Big cricket or fan, though, John Major.
All right, okay,
can't fault him on that front.
Who does he support?
Sorry, unfortunately. No,
so it is like that with cricket. It's not just, you know, who do you support? You know, I always thought with cricket, it's like, you know, who do you support? I just support the game, don't I? You know, people actually support people. Do you support Yorkshire then, I'm guessing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You support the county that you're from, basically. I can't imagine as many people who are the big Warwickshire fan, me, you know.
Glory fan.
Yeah. I'm probably Birmingham around there. So, again, world affairs, this one. In 1991, a Swedish couple involving a socialite and someone else made headlines by giving their child an unconventional name. So I'd like to thank my wife for this question as well, because she actually found this one out. So the Swedish couple gave their child an unconventional name. It was spelt BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCLLMMNPRXVCLMNCKSSQLBB111116. How was it pronounced? I'll just read that again for you. BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCLLMMNPRXVCLMNCKSSQLBB1116. Do you want me to read that again? How was it pronounced? How did they say it was pronounced? Was
Dave.
Albin or Flagelblow? So, Albin or Flagelblow? Flagelblow.
I mean, you've edged this one into politics, Fisher. World affairs. Is this world affairs?
Well, it's kind of they were famous in Sweden, I think. These two people.
World affairs. It didn't affect politics, did it? Or it the world and politics? Anyway, it's a good question. I'm going to say it sounds more like it should be the second one. Like it's a bit of a say it again. Second one.
Flagelblow.
It sounds like it should be that one out of the two, but I reckon it's going to be the more simple one.
So Albin?
I'm going to go with that one.
Albin, you'd be correct. Well done.
Get in.
They weren't allowed to call him that name, so I think in the end they changed his name. I think they were protesting against the sort of strictness in Sweden and the kind of lack of freedom of choice, almost. Flagelblow, of course, is the name of the IKEA coffee table that I bought between Christmas and New Year, and I saw the instruction manual on the side earlier, so that's where I took that name from.
Our sofas are called Ada.
Are they?
And it's even spelt the same as our Ada's name is spelt, you know, slightly differently to the standard Ada.
Good settee, or
it's all right, which has ruined it, to be fair. But but it's named after us, so go on then.
So. The forerunner to UKIP was created in 1991. What was it called? Was it the Anti-Federalist League or Referendum?
Oh, right. I thought I might know that one, but maybe not. No.
So, yeah, forerunner to UKIP created in 1991. Was it the Anti-Federalist League or Referendum? I think UKIP sort of came about, changed its name to UKIP, I think, in 1993, I think.
I think Referendum makes sense because that's kind of what they wanted. But I don't think they've gone with that name because they didn't. That wasn't just what they wanted. So, No, I think it was. I don't think they would have been. I don't think they would have gone for referendum because referendum could have stood for anything.
Could be referendum about anything, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go for the first one.
Anti-Federalist League.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Well done.
About 3 out of 3. This is like last time. You're going to get all yours wrong again.
Oh, yeah, I did last time. Yeah. So next up. Sorry. Well, you've docked a point for that one. how many modern day countries now form the old USSR? It's 12 or 15?
Modern day country. Can I try and name some? I'm not going to be able to name 15, but I'm going to go.
Well, I'll be honest. Well, do you want to guess first? Because the next question is going to be, can you name them?
All right. Okay.
Can you name all 17 of them?
Well, let's say 12 because I hope it's 12.
You're wrong. It's 15. Anyway, name them.
Right. Okay. Yugoslavia. Said that one earlier.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Oh, no. Sorry. I understand now. Yeah. So Yugoslavia got split up. So what are the countries now that made all that up?
I'll stop you there. Yugoslavia is a totally different country.
Right, okay, forget that then.
And I'll be honest, on a future podcast, that's going to be a question for you now.
Right, so you're saying name the countries now?
What are the countries now?
Okay,
Yugoslavia has never been
Ukraine,
part of
or at least part of Ukraine?
Yeah.
Is Crimea separate, or is that kind of the same thing?
That's part of the same.
Right,
whilst one country claims it's part of their country, it isn't. It's part of our country here.
Serbia and Montenegro?
No.
No?
Oh, that's two countries anyway.
Just Serbia.
No.
Kosovo.
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Hold on. Latvia.
Yeah.
Okay. Latvia.
Oh, well, then you've got two soundbars.
Right, hold on, hold on. Not Romania. No.
I mean, you've missed one pretty big one.
Kosovo. I'm not. That's not big. I know it's not big. I've missed a big country that's part of. Okay. That was part of the USSR.
Yeah. How have you not got this?
Greece. No. I don't know, Fisher.
What's the main country that's part of it?
Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Right, okay.
So three. Yeah.
Right, so Russia, we've got three. Serbia, as we said, no to Serbia already. Serbia. Bosnia.
No.
Oh. Hungary.
No, I had team four came out. No.
No, I think I have to stop there.
Okay. Tell you what.
Czech Republic.
No. No. That was part of Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Czechoslovakia.
No.
No.
So the 15 were Armenia.
Oh, yeah.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
Belarus.
I was thinking of them when I was thinking Hungary, and I had them in my head. Yeah.
But you just didn't say them. Yeah.
No.
Estonia.
Uh-huh.
Georgia. Always on your mind. Kazakhstan. Kyrgyzstan, I think it's called. So terrible pronunciation, sorry. Latvia.
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Kazakhstan, have you said that
Kazakhstan,
already?
Kazakhstan, that's on there. Yeah, you're up to five now. Yeah. Lithuania.
Yeah.
Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
Russia. Obviously, you said that. Tajikistan. Turkmenistan. And Ukraine, which you said, and Uzbekistan, which you said. So they were the 15 states of the USSR.
There we go. Well, yeah, enjoyed that. So are we done with them ones now?
Yep, done with that.
Are we moving on? Mm. Let's move on then, shall we? Let's go. So we're on to entertainment, Fisher.
We are.
And let's get going with our entertainment rundown. So, entertainment in 1991. Sadly, saw the death of Freddie Mercury. We have a character on the Ale and Audio podcast called Sheddy Mercury, by the way, who sings he does like the sort of Vic Reeves, you know, singing, pub shed singing, whatever, pub club singing and all that. But anyway, yeah, we lost, obviously, Freddie Mercury in 1991. These films were popular. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Hook, which is my all-time favourite film as a kid, and also The Addams Family as well. Music-wise, these were big. So Salt and Pepper, Let's Talk About Sex. That always came on in the car, didn't it, when you were your mum? Awkward as. Michael Jackson, Black or White. And I think the video for that, or at least the start of the song as well, featured Macaulay Culkin, didn't it?
Is that Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
As we defined on the last podcast.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And also Nirvana's Nevermind came out, and that really sort of started their massive growth. And obviously everyone loved him. And yeah, there we go. So, that's kind of a rundown of entertainment in 1991. I do have some questions for you, Fisher. Now, I have made the mistake again of putting up on the screen, one second, things that, some text that you can't really see very well, okay? So, if you bear with me a second, I'll load it up so that you can see it and you can read it out to the listeners. So, I've got a game where you have got to basically read out the names, read out these words, these two-word phrases, Fisher, yep. And you've got to guess who these people are based on the two words. So two words to describe a particular person that was born in 1991.
Okay.
So there's six altogether. You read them out and then say who you think they are, because obviously the viewers and listeners can't see this, what's on screen and all that. So there you go, Fisher.
Okay, can I just have made a mess of this Rubik's Cube here?
He's never. He's still not going to do it.
I'm going to disappoint your. Yeah, never mind. Let's get. I'll get on with the podcast.
These people were born in 1991. Can you get them all?
Okay, so I'll jump to read those out. Sorry. So Ginger Singer.
Yep.
I think that's probably going to be not Jerry Halliwell or Jerry Horner. It's going to be Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
So he was born
1991.
Where?
Oh, where? He was at Hebden Bridge, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But then he lived in Ipswich, I think. Yeah.
Yorkshireman down at heart. Britney's sister, so that's obviously going to be Britney Spears' sister, which is her who's on. I'm just letting me get me out of here for a couple of days. Jamie Lynn Spears, I think.
Probably. I'm glad you remembered a name because I completely forgot.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
Don Direction, that's obviously the tribute act for One Direction, starring Don, I'm assuming that's someone from One Direction from Doncaster. And presumably that is Louis Tomlinson.
Correct, yes. I mean, that could be a great Doncaster-based tribute band to One Direction. I said great, but it's a good name.
Yeah. I bet you were up all night thinking of that one, weren't you, Jimba? Ginger footballer. Now, there's not many ginger footballers around, to be fair, is there? 1991, so that would make them 33. Which means they should just still be playing. And how many ginger football players can I think of? I mean, it's not Paul Scholes, obviously. Paul things to mind.
I was quite surprised that this player is as old as this, to be fair.
30.
I didn't think he was old, unless I've got it completely wrong.
Ginger football? I just can't think of many ginger footballers. Well, shall we skip that one? It's not going to be Neil Lennon, is it? Maybe we'll skip that one for now while I think of...
I hope he is ginger as well. Yes, I'm right. He's definitely born in this year.
All right,
we'll skip it. Come back to it.
We'll go to Dutch defender. I'm assuming he's Virgil van Dijk.
Correct. Well done.
Very much.
Yeah, it's a bit of a play on words. You've got to change the words for different words to get the answer.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Well, fairy. Yeah. Can you think of another word for fairy?
Liquid.
No.
Pixie. And much, presumably, is lot.
Yay, there you go. You like that?
Yeah, oh, very good.
Pixie lot. There you go.
I just need to try and work out who the ginger footballer is.
He's probably one of the biggest footballers, he's one of the best footballers in the world.
Best footballer through 30?
It's
too young for...
I'll say he's not 33 yet, but he will be turning 33. Yeah. But I was, again, surprised he was this old. I didn't think he was quite as... I probably thought he might have been in his late 20s, if anything.
So he's still someone who
still playing.
Is he ginger? I was going to say Neymar ginger. Good footballer.
Good footballer. Pretty sure he's ginger.
I mean, your Messi's and Ronaldo's are older than that. Your Bellingham's and Mbappe's are younger than that. So who could I have a nationality? It's not Harry Kane, is it? It's not even his 30s, yeah. You've got your fantasy football app out here. Is this someone who we've got on?
I'm looking to see if anyone's got him in his team. I know I haven't. We'll talk about fantasy football in a minute.
Yeah.
You have.
got a couple of goalkeepers. I've got a Luton defender. I don't think it's him.
Turned out to be a bit of a letdown this week for you.
Who let me down this week? It was... Who did I have in my team that I put in? I got Sergio Reguilon, who let me down. He was the main one who let me down. So this week, I've got Saka, who's not ginger haired. I've got Watkins, Solanke, Haaland. Haaland's not in his 30s. Cole Palmer, it's not him.
They didn't do quite as bad as Reguilon, but they did pretty much nothing. Nothing for your score.
Nathan Aki... who scored 0 for my team this week? William Saliba, it wasn't there.
Can't believe you got this.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Hey! He is ginger.
Is he?
Of course he's ginger. That's ginger. Look at that, that's ginger.
Mousy coloured, maybe.
Yeah. He's borderline ginger.
Can I just say that we were evenly poised? I mean, we've had a very good fantasy football
season so far, yeah.
Very evenly matched. I think I've just nudged ahead by a couple of points, and then we were... Going into this week's final game, I don't know if you saw the score, we were on level pegging.
Yep.
We were going into this, I took a couple of screenshots here just to sort of, actually I think I've deleted them because I was that annoyed. you can't get them back from me deleted.
But just to cut to the chase, I got 78, Fisher got 55. The standings at the minute, Fisher's in front by 3 points, which is, he expected to run away with it because last season he ran away with it and I think he was expecting the same again. And I've put up a fight this year. Jesus Reist, which is my team name, against Fisher's footballers.
Which Fisher's team now.
Just trailing by the 3 points. But yeah, I got 78 points this week. Or 75 points for it.
How many did Bowen get?
Yes, he did very well, didn't he?
How many did he get for you, sorry?
He got 20. He wasn't captained or anything, so...
Yeah. So we were both on 53 points going into the final game.
Yeah.
And you had Bowen on your team.
Yeah.
And I had Sergei Reguilon from Brentford. And he got -1 and yours got 20. So
There we go.
The most controversial selection with Jared Bowen in the team since 2 years ago, maybe, when I selected Jared Bowen in my team and put him as captain. And I think he scored 3 goals and got 2 assists and 2 man of the match performances. And I think he finished the week with about 50 something points, which was more than your entire team got on that particular week.
Yes, it was. So he's come back to bite,
come back to haunt me. Yeah.
But we're not in the sports section, remember?
Okay.
We've gone to sport accidentally there. Which is probably why I shouldn't have included Kevin De Bruyne in my thing, because it was about entertainment and music, weren't it? But, you know, celebrity and all that.
Should we do a little game? Oh, sorry, I don't know if you've got any more questions.
Yeah, I've got some questions. I've got, and then we've got an extra game. Yeah, this is a good one. So, in an intel, we talked about films that were out this year, and Terminator 2. Have you ever watched it?
I haven't.
Oh, it's a great film. I haven't watched it since I were a lot younger, but it's a great film. Judgment Day, Terminator 2. In an interview promoting the film Terminator 2, what did director James Cameron say? Either A, that the Home Alone film, which was released 6 months earlier, would be a forgotten film in 20 years' time, as it won't have the staying power of Terminator 2. Or did he say that by 2020, Terminator cyborgs would be 100% a real thing?
I think the idea that robots would be walking around, I think he possibly did say that. Because, I mean, look at things now. Everyone's talking about artificial intelligence, aren't they? And it's going to be massive and all this sort of stuff. But does it move on that far? Who knows?
I mean, yeah, we're expecting these big cyborgs walking around, and then we've got artificial intelligence that can't quite tell us what year Nelson Mandela was released from prison, when we could have just Googled that and got the answer just as quick.
So... I think you said robots are going to be walking around in 30 years' time.
And you are wrong. He said that he thought Home Alone would would just sort of die off pretty quickly and no one would remember the film. Obviously, they're both quite well-remembered films, but Home Alone probably just pips it, doesn't it, because of the Christmas thing with it.
Film,
yeah, there we go. Next one, then. We've just seen the Nirvana Nevermind album cover. Why was that recently in the news in 2022? It's an open question.
I think the boy who was on it was a small child who's on the album cover. He sued Nirvana, saying that, I don't know if he sued Nirvana or his mother, but he sued someone saying that he didn't actually agree to appear on that album's cover, I think.
And you got that correct. Well done.
Possibly made slightly worse by the fact that I think his penis is on show.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
So which he probably definitely didn't agree to.
I wrote here, the baby tried to sue Nirvana, but it wasn't actually. He was him as he was growing up, tried to sue Nirvana, claiming that it constituted child sexual abuse, but his claims were dismissed. So there we go. So there we go. We're going to do a little game now, aren't we?
We are.
Music in 1991. Obviously, we heard Black or White, Michael Jackson, which is funny because that's a song he came out with in 1991, and people have asked that question ever since, haven't they?
Yeah.
Until he died, obviously. And then, yeah, so... But
no one knows in what year.
Yeah, we also... Yeah, because we got that wrong last time, didn't we? And Everything I Do, Bryan Adams, was number one for 16 weeks and still is the UK record for a song that's been number one for that long.
Yeah.
So still holds on to that. But yeah, you've picked a song and I've picked a song from 1991. We're going to hum it into Google, into their song detector thing,
yeah,
and try and see who gets the best match for their song, but also guess which song we're each doing.
Yeah.
So who's going first?
You go first, because I've got 2 songs. So.
Okay, then, right. So. Yeah, Google doesn't like that.
Is it giving you a percentage, or is it not even?
It's not even found it.
Oh, Jim, poor lad. I think that is former correspondents of yours somewhere along the lines. I think you've spoken to these guys, haven't you? Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred is correct.
I'm Too Sexy.
Yes, correct. How come you can get it and Google can't?
Well, you know, there's no beating proper intelligence, is there? You can have all your
proved it
computers
just
trying to work stuff out, but it's artificial intelligence can't beat the real thing. But didn't you get some tweets favourite by the month?
I think it's because I once tweeted saying in our tweets, not on TV, I think about we did technology and I said, don't ever buy a Right Said Fred satellite navigation system.
Yeah.
But obviously now they turned up on GB News and sang, and then didn't Nigel Farage end up taking his top off and stuff like that? And it was rather, it was disgusting, weren't it, really?
Yeah.
So now they're obviously called Far Right Said Fred.
Hey! So, well, yeah. So I've
we're not cheering the fact that they're far right or cheering the far right. We're just cheering that it's a great joke.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, definitely. I can hear this. This might be a little bad. So I'm going to hum one if that's okay.
Yeah. I got it. I've got it right at the end.
Go on, then.
It's George Michael and Elton John. Sun going down. Sun goes down.
Don't let the sun go down on me.
Go on then. What did Google do?
Well, to be fair, it didn't know whether I was doing the Elton John version or the Billy Joel version. it gave me 44% for the Billy Joel version and 30% for Elton John.
All right. So you're close to Billy Joel's attempt.
Yeah.
There we go. Right. Well, yeah. Enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Are we moving on?
Let's move on. Yeah.
Time for some sport, Fisher.
Yeah, a few bits on sports. So the World Student Games were held in Sheffield in 1991. That's been in the news and a bit popular at the moment. Do you know why?
Is it happening again?
It probably is happening again fairly soon. I'm just grabbing up a list of where they're going to be and the sort of list of previous hosts of World Student Games. But in particular, Sheffield has eventually paid off its debt from World Student Games. Expected to be paid off this year, apparently.
All right, okay. I mean, council tax will go down a bit.
Nope, that's not what it means. It means that we'll still be paying the same amount of council tax, but the council will have a bit more money.
All right, okay.
They won't be spending it on the debt for that. It's been held in some really, what I can probably only sort of say is some relatively unusual locations. It's unfortunate.
We only held it once in Sheffield in 1991, and we've only just finished, or about to finish, paying off that debt from that year.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Other play.
I mean, surely everything should have been a quid. Student games.
Yeah, yeah. Should have been a pound, get one free, you know.
Yeah. And did not get a discount with their new S card.
Free Sambucas. In 1989, it was held in Duisburg in West Germany. 1993 in Buffalo. 1995 in Fukuoka.
Beg your pardon.
About that, exactly. Sicily.
It did Sheffield Council.
Yeah. Daegu. Izamar, Bangkok, Belgrade, Shenzhen, Kansan, Kanju, Taipei, Naples, Chendug. Last year's was meant to be held in Yekaterinburg in Russia, but cancelled. So we're not talking about the biggest place in the world that all the world should go. It's not quite sort of New York, London, and Paris, so to speak. But yeah, held there in 1991 in Sheffield. The Rugby World Cup was held in England as well. Tottenham won the FA Cup, and have won nothing since, I don't think. And it was the first ever Football Women's World Cup. Do you know how many teams were in that?
We're in it at the time. 8.
12.
Oh, okay.
Which strikes me as an odd number to have for a World Cup, really. Because they had to basically have 3 groups of 4, and then only 4 teams got knocked out, and then they went into quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
Held in China, I think.
Basically. Okay.
In China. So I've got a couple of questions, if that's okay.
You mentioned Tottenham winning the World Cup.
Sorry, Tottenham won the... Didn't win the World Cup.
World Cup, FA Cup.
FA Cup, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tottenham have won it 2 other times as well, haven't they?
Have they?
81 and 82.
Yes, yeah, so they went 81, yeah.
So in the summer, I was at a... Was it in the summer? Might be in October. Last year, anyway. I was at a wedding with Tony Galvin.
Ah, really?
Who is a 2-time FA Cup winner with Tottenham in those years, 81 and 82. So he's the... He's the father-in-law of one of my stepsisters.
Oh, very good.
There we go. Yeah. He used to play for Sheffield Wednesday briefly as well.
Yeah. I think he might have sent something. Did he take a picture and sent it on to me saying...
Google yeah, it was very funny. His speech was very good, yeah.
Right, get him on Ale and Audio.
Yeah, good shout, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. So didn't think to ask him.
Mm.
Never mind. So, who lit the Olympic flame at the World Student Games? Was it Helen Sharman?
Chris Akabusi.
It wasn't Chris Akabusi, no.
John Fashnew.
Wasn't John Fashnew. Wasn't any TV presenter. Was it Helen Sharman or was it Derek Dooley?
Ooh, well, obviously Helen Sharman from Sheffield.
From Sheffield.
Derek Dooley.
From Sheffield.
From Sheffield, so that doesn't help much. Yeah.
Was it both of them?
Yeah. Could it have been?
No.
They've done it together. Right, I'm going to go for the one that's kind of, I mean... I suppose Derek Dooley's got the sport thing, so you'd expect someone sporty to do it. But then Helen Sharman was obviously a massive icon, and it probably it was
I would actually say they didn't actually light the flame. I think Princess Anne did that, but they were the last torch carrier to pass it on. So they were the kind of the they were the Sheffield person.
And the Sheffield game, the student games would have been probably coming about this time. Would I imagine they would have been in the summer sort of time, or kind of spring, summer?
It was summer. It was the summer Olympics, the right. student games. Yeah. So it was.
Well, I know that Helen Sharman went to space in 1991.
Oh, okay.
So she can't have been lighting the flame. So I'm going to go with Derek Dooley.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, it was Helen Sharman. Oh dear.
She must have come back. I don't know how long she spent there. But have you ever... Right, okay, go onto YouTube, type in the words Helen Sharman Olympic flame or World Student Games flame, because do you know what happened?
Did she set on fire?
She fell over. She slipped and the flame went out.
Oh.
And it kind of fell on the floor and she basically set this red carpet on fire. So that's what happened, yeah.
Wow.
Not Derek Dooley, instead she's got a name, a road named after him.
Yeah.
Next up, who won the 1991 Rugby World Cup? Was it South Africa or Australia?
It was South Africa.
No, it wasn't. It was Australia. Australia. South Africa.
Complete guess.
South Africa weren't involved in the Rugby World Cup at all. Do you know why?
Was it due to the ongoing struggles in
South Africa?
South Africa.
Sort of, yeah. They took the tournament off because they were celebrating Nelson Mandela being released from prison. Now, because of apartheid, they weren't involved in a lot of sporting activities during the 80s and 90s. And so, therefore, weren't invited and weren't part of the Rugby World Cup at all.
Okay.
So, that's all for the sports questions. Obviously, we're cracking on with this podcast at the moment. So, yeah, no more sports questions. So, I think we're going to jump on to the next bit.
We are. There we go. Sorry, Fisher. I was just checking that my research, after you said Helen Sharman, wasn't completely wrong.
Did she go into space?
She did. She went to space. She was in the space that year. It's surprising that how quick she must have got back for the games. But
well, she was in a rocket, weren't she? They go quite fast.
I suppose so. But anyway, right. Okay, it's time for the next part then, eh?
Yep.
And now we're on to science and technology. So we just mentioned Helen Sharman became the first British person in space. Mm. And as she was also the first female, I think it was, or lady to go to in Europe, I think, to go to this space station as well.
Yeah.
One of the particular space stations up in space. But other than that, obviously, science, technology, World Wide Web was introduced to the public. And the first website, which was info.cern, CERN, I think you say it, dot CH. CH.
So, have you any idea what that actually means?
Channel.
I think CH is for Switzerland, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Okay.
And do you know what CERN is?
No.
I think CERN is where the Large Hadron Collider is, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, the website is still there, apparently.
Is it?
Yep. It's the oldest website on the internet. Also, the Human Genome Project launch, which was an investigation and like project into human genetics and stuff like that. And also Mount Pinatubo, I've said that right, erupted in the Philippines, which caused quite a lot of devastation and, yeah, a bit of a humanitarian disaster sort of thing, really. So there we go. That's science, technology, and I've got some questions coming up.
We don't really hear many volcanoes erupting causing that many problems nowadays. It's not earthquakes tend to be more destructive, I think. Although I suppose if you're on a volcanic island and there's an eruption, it wouldn't be.
They're kind of better at tracking them happening and stuff, aren't they? Whereas earthquakes can be a little bit more unpredictable, can't they?
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I've never been to a volcano, have you?
Yeah, Lanzarote.
All right, okay.
Volcanic island, they've got a volcano up at the top. So I went to...
Still active as well?
It was hot enough, I know that much. Obviously, it potentially is active when it spits out a load of lava, which happens.
They can normally tell when it's going to happen with volcanoes, though, can't they, I think?
Yeah, everyone's running away from it screaming. but I think there's been some volcanic activity in a few of the Canary Islands over the last couple of years.
Okay. I'm not going there then.
Yeah.
So... science and tech. So we just mentioned it. In 1991, Helen Sharman from Sheffield became the first British person in space. True or false, she also went to Mars.
She didn't go to Mars. No.
You're ridiculing my question.
But no humans ever been to Mars.
Have they not?
No.
But they're always sending things to Mars.
Yeah, but not people.
Are they not? Yeah. Oh, well, that might be easy then.
unless there's some kind of trick to it or that, you know, you're saying that she went to get a Mars bar. She did not go to Mars, the planet.
You're wrong. Because she went to work as a chemist for Mars, dealing with the flavouring properties of chocolate. After.
Very good.
She went to Mars.
Yeah,
I wasn't lying.
Yeah, I did it. I said Elbrook, the porn star thing. Yeah, a different one. I get it. You know. But she didn't go to Mars, the planet.
Yeah.
She went to work for Mars. Fantastic. Well done.
Get me on back there.
Yeah.
So anyway, back on volcanoes. In 1991, after French volcanologist, I had his name somewhere and it's gone now. I've lost it. Yeah. But anyway, so this French and he was quite well known volcanologist stated to a reporter, "I am never afraid of volcanoes because I've seen so many eruptions in 23 years. Even if I die tomorrow, I don't care." What happened? A, he died of a heart attack the next day. Or B, he and his wife were killed by a volcano the next day.
It sounds a bit harsh that kind of his wife is involved in. He's taking it, you know, reluctantly taking his. Was his wife a volcanologist as well? I'm going to say that I think the idea that a volcanologist died from being next to a volcano is quite unlikely. I think that happened very often. So I think he might have had a heart attack the next day.
You're wrong. Yeah, he died in a volcano eruption along with his wife. Just after saying, the day before, talking to a reporter that if I die tomorrow, I don't care. And then he went and died.
Yeah.
Next day.
Sounds like an insurance claim to me.
Yes, it does. I was reading about it as well. It got a bit grim, you know, how they found him and there wasn't much left of him. They couldn't identify him and stuff apart from the personal items. But then it said they got cremated. I was like, what? Necessary? I don't know. Like, I just thought, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, that's apparently what happened. So, yeah, there you go. So that was science and technology in 1991. Okay. So we're not going to go just yet. We're going to work out where we're going. Well, we're stuck here now till the next episode anyway, aren't we, Fisher? We need to decide where we're going next because we've been stuck in all sorts of years recently. We've been to 1980. We had a lot of, like, you know, tooth that went to 2012, didn't we, in all them kind of years. Did we do 2017 as well or something, maybe? I can't remember.
I think we did, yeah, did 2012, certainly. I think we've been to some nearer, some further away.
So you've got some numbers here to choose from, Fisher. You've got 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 9, or 10 to choose from and decide where we're going next in our next episode of Waste of Web Space, Waste of Time.
I'm going to choose number... Number nine.
Let's find out where we're going next. I'm kind of hoping we end up in the noughties again so we can do which tweet tweeted it, but let's find out.
Why?
1979.
Why have we got... Oh.
We've only just been there. We've just been there. But now we're stuck in 99. We're going to go all the way back again.
Oh, 90s. We've got no idea what happened. Well, Thatcher.
Is it just going to be a Margaret Thatcher episode?
Oh, I hope not.
Sorry. You chose it.
I know.
Right.
Dear, oh dear.
So anyway, we're going to 1979 next time. So that's Fisher's fault.
Yeah.
Don't let him drive.
Fancy doing another spin-off podcast instead.
No, that's it. That's where we're going. That's it.
I think we should start visiting countries instead and call it the Waste of Space.
We'll podcast. Do that after Time Machine's done with. But anyway, before we go though, Fisher, we're stuck in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was trying to look for things that what were life were like in 1991. But all I seem to remember is that... MC Hammer, his clothing were quite popular, weren't it? That sort of style of clothing, like sort of hyper-coloured clothing, like tracksuits and stuff. So,
not that it looks... Yeah, we're not wearing that. By the looks of it, you're in black and grey, and I'm wearing black and white.
Yeah. So should we go and get dressed up like that and spend rest of time in 91?
Yeah. We go back to the 70s.
Well, there we go. Thank you very much for watching, for listening. And we'll be back again next time. We're staying in 1991, but next time we're going to 1979. But yeah, you can in the meantime, you can let us know what you were doing in 1991, if you were around. And if you were around in 1979, let us know what you were doing then, because we're going to need your help, I think, because we ain't got a clue what to do when we have to come back next time, have we? So there we go.
And if you've got any sort of like reviews of the year from there, notes, or an encyclopedia that old, then please pass it on to us.
See you later. Bye.